Let us now rise for the prayers of the church. Before we begin, there are a few announcements to share about our prayers. Of course, we'll be remembering the Hahn family as they travel to gather for Arnold's celebration of life this week. The Raleigh family as they travel too and join together for Nancy's funeral. But also in our prayers today, we want to uplift Carrie Ann, the daughter of Larry and Ann Oliver, as she is in the hospital receiving treatment, and we want to care for her, pray for her during this time of testing. Also, little baby Jude, he's 1 year old. He was burned by accident up in Spokane and flown to Seattle. He is the nephew of Brian and Callie Santora. That happened towards the end of the week. Also, we want to remember, of course, Alonzo and the gift of life given to Tim and Raina in answer to prayer. And then finally, we want to pray for Dee Christensen, who is the mother of Brandy, and she had a stroke here, I believe, in the last day or so. Is that correct, Brandy?
About 4 days ago.
About 4 days ago. Okay. Let's cover them in prayer. Let us bow our heads. Let us pray for God's people around the world and all who call out to Him in their various needs. Holy Lord, come to the rescue of your people. Defend your church against all errors. Teach us your truth. Strengthen us and Christians throughout the world to stand firm in times of persecution. Send forth laborers into your harvest, pastors who faithfully distribute your forgiveness, and give to your people everywhere faith that relies completely on Christ. Lord, in your mercy. Holy Lord, bless our country with godly leaders, with unity, with useful education, with helpful businesses and industry, with a conscientious military, with responsible citizens, with justice and peace, and with all that we need for this life. Overcome evil and violence among us and fill us with gratitude for all your goodness to us. Lord, in your mercy. Holy Lord, we confess that our sinfulness and selfish inclinations have caused divisions among your people. Help us to discern between the divisions that result from upholding your word and the divisions that come from our own selfish inclinations. Give us repentance when our sin divides, but give us courage never to compromise your saving truth. Where there is jealousy and strife, reconcile us to each other as brothers and sisters in Christ. Lord, in your mercy. Holy Lord, heal the sick. Preserve the faith of those near death, comfort those who mourn, strengthen those facing surgery, and give endurance to those recovering from disasters and difficulties. Lord, today we pray that you'd bless the Hahn family and the Raleigh family with your presence as they gather this week to mourn their loved ones. We pray that your hands would cover Carrie Ann and those caring for her this day at Good Samaritan. Also for Jude, with his care, we thank you for the improvement in the last couple of days. Bless that little child and bring relief to father and mother. Also, Lord, we pray for Dee Christensen, that you'd watch over her, and we pray for a restoration of health if it is your will. And finally, Lord, we thank you for the gift of life given to Tim and Raina with little baby Alonzo. Bless him with good health and also mother too as she recovers. Lord, also this day we pray for those that are on our prayer list. Jean, Dylan, Kai, Bev, Ann, Nancy, Haley, Blake, Rosanna, Chuck, Betty, Joel, Ava, Michelle, Max, Colin, Eva, Laverne, Thelma, Tyler, and Addie. And Lord, also we thank you for our youth here today with hearts turned towards you, Lord. We thank you because it doesn't happen automatically, and we thank you for parents that guide them, Sunday school teachers that are here each week, superintendents as well, and every member of this congregation that is here to support them. Bless us as we guide them up in their faith journey towards you. Lord, assure each of them that we've prayed for today of your mercy, provide them with patience, and relieve their suffering. Lord, in your mercy. Holy Lord, guide each of us in our daily vocations. Make your will to be our will. Help us to use our abilities and opportunities so that others may experience your providing hand through us. Work in us so that we may use your gifts in ways that honor you and help the people you place in our lives. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
It is into your hands, O Lord, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.